Birmingham, Alabama, the heart of the South, this is the heart and soul of rock and roll. Brought to you worldwide by Birmingham Record Collectors Club, dedicated to the collecting and preservation of music through lasting friendships. BRC is the largest group of its kind in the United States and produces the largest CD, record, and music memorabilia show and convention in the southeastern U.S. every third weekend in August, and will again be at the Gardendale Civic Complex near Birmingham, Alabama. Now, with thanks to Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell and his pumpin' piano, welcome in, you rock and rollers. Welcome to April, and welcome to the heart and soul of rock and roll. Rock and Ray here with the BRC group, and we're going to do novelty songs for you as we celebrate April Fool's Day and beyond. We hope that you'll enjoy some of these because, frankly, it's a group we have not used before. All of these songs, ones that we have not featured previously, and I hope you're going to enjoy these. We're going to start it out with Steve Martin, an accomplished musician, songwriter, comedian, and did you know, magician? That's right. Steve started off handing out guidebooks at Disneyland, and that was before he actually got a gig there as a magician. Of course, he would go on to write and star on Saturday Night Live, coining the classic phrases, "Well, excuse me," as well as, "Hi, my wild and crazy guy." Well, in the mid-70s, the King Tut exhibit was making its way across the United States when Martin came up with the idea for this song. It became his number 17 recording of King Tut. He performed it on SNL, in costume of all things, backed up by the Toots Uncommon Band, which was actually the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. The audiences loved it, and it would sell over a million copies. Certainly one of my favorite novelty songs. Here's King Tut by Steve Martin.
People stand in line to see the boy King.
King Tut.
How'd you get so funky?
Monkey Tut.
Did you do the monkey?
Born in Arizona, moved to Babylonia. King Tut.
Now if I'd known they'd line up just to see him, I'd take it all.
He gave his life for tourism.
Golden idols. He's an Egyptian.
They're selling you.
Condo made of stoner.
Cousin Steve and Robert Rappaport and John Spirit formed the neo-doo-wop vocal group The Randells. They created a 1950s bass sound with high energy and much improved recording techniques. One night after experimenting with the new sine wave generator, they began joking about aliens and space invasions and decided that the Martians would probably be great dancers. As a matter of fact, they would probably throw a big party for the whole human race. Pioneering the use of the sine wave generator, they came up with what would be their only hit. Reaching number 16 on Billboard in 1963, here are the Randells with the Martian Hop.
We have just discovered an important note from space. The Martians plan to throw a dance for all the human race.
Our next novelty song was recorded in 1984 on the Scotti Brothers Records label. While in high school, Alfred Yankovic sent a homemade cassette of Belvedere Cruising, a song about his car, to Dr. Demento. It was the beginning of a career for a young man who would become known as Weird Al Yankovic. Graduating as valedictorian, he enrolled at California Polytech to study architecture. Working at the campus radio station, he would record his first hit in the tiled bathroom of the station, the parody My Baloney. Always asking the original artist permission before recording a song, he asked Michael Jackson if he had any objection to Eat It. Jackson agreed, and Yankovic won his first Grammy. Architecture's loss is entertainment's gain, but you have to wonder what would one of his buildings have looked like. Here is Weird Al Yankovic singing his number 12 hit, Eat It.
Yourself to blame, so eat it, just eat it. You better
This is Jocko from Sean and I, and you're listening to the heart and soul of rock and roll with all the gang from BRC and Rock and Ray, the DJ 2.
BRC is a nonprofit group of over 300 members worldwide. Come join us.
The good guys make the scene with music.
Ray Stevens is one of the most prolific novelty songwriters around. He began his career at 16 with Capitol Records when his Sunday school teacher, a DJ and radio station manager, introduced him to music publisher Bill Lowry. His first releases were Silver Bracelet and Rang Tang Ding Dong. After retiring from his theater in Branson, Stevens will continue to write and produce, and in 2015 released a new album that included Taylor Swift Is Stalking Me. Let's listen to Ray Stevens' joyful jungle fantasy, Guitar Zan.
He's free as the breeze, he's always at ease. He lives in the jungle and hangs by his knees as he swings through the trees without a trapeze in his BVD. He's got a union card and he's practicing hard to play the guitar. Gonna be a big star, yeah, he's gonna go far and carry moonbeams home in a jar. He ordered Chet's guitar core, COD, makes A and E, and he's working on B, and digs C and W and R and B, and me and a chimpanzee agree that one day soon he'll be a celebrity. Get it, get it, get it, get it, ow! Guitar Zan, he's a guitar man, he's all you can stand, give him a hand, Guitar Zan. Got a girl named Jane with no last name, kinda homely and plain, but he loves her just the same, cause she kindles a flame and it drives him insane when he hears her sing. She really does her thing, it's her claim to fame. Come on, sing one, Jane. Got a pet monkey, he likes to get drunky and sing boogie woogie and it sounds real funky. Come on, your time, boy, sing one, monkey. Here we go. Let's hear it for the monkey. Woo! On Saturday night, they need some excitement. Jane gets right and the monkey gets tight and their voices unite in the pale moonlight and it sounds all right. Yeah, it's dynamite. It's out of sight. Let's hear it right now.
Baby. the early 1980s, there was a revived interest in the Three Stooges, who had been a favorite television comedy act many years earlier. Peter Quinn, the lead singer of the musical act Jumpin' the Saddle, came up with a song using the catchphrases and mannerisms of one of the members of the trio, Curly. It worked its way up the charts to 15, and here is Jumpin' the Saddle with The Curly Shuffle.
Sit still, we can't sit down. We don't like to fight and we don't like to scuffle, but we dance all night doing the curly shuffle. Hey Mo, hey Mo,
hey Mo, hey Mo.
Well, yuck, 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 yuck,
yuck, yuck, yuck, yuck.
So we never miss a chance. We get up and dance and do the curly shuffle. Well, me and my friends love Larry and Mo. We love Curly's brother Shemp and his fat clone Joe. It's such a delight to boogie and hustle, dancing all night, doing the curly shuffle. Hey Mo, hey Mo,
hey Mo, hey Mo.
Well, yuck, 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 yuck. Classics on late night TV. Those knuckleheads love to get in a scuffle. They push and they shove, doing the curly shuffle. Hey Mo, hey Mo,
hey Mo, hey Mo.
Well, yuck, 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 yuck.
Listening to BRC Radio.
Good guys!
If you're enjoying what you're hearing tonight, there's a lot more of it out there. You can come to meetings that we have. You can come to our record show in August. You can join the club and just get the newsletter. We have monthly meetings at the library in Homewood on Oxmoor Road. We have a yearly record show in August. We have it on the third weekend in August. And this year it will be at the Gardendale Civic Center in Gardendale, Alabama. As far as joining the club, you can get in touch with Ray at ray@rockingray.com, or you can send us a letter to P.O. Box 59533, Birmingham, Alabama, 35259. And that's the Birmingham Record Collectors. You're on the website right now, birminghamrecord.com. We'd love to have you contact us and be a part of what we're doing.
They're Coming to Take Me Away was done by Napoleon XIV way back in 1966 on the Warner Brothers label. They're Coming to Take Me Away was written by Jerry Samuels. His song went from nowhere to number three and back to nowhere in a mere 6 weeks. It was popular but was banned due to the content that many felt was insensitive to mental health issues. Audiences liked it anyway and bought the record. Before getting into the novelty music, Jerry had written very serious and lovely songs for singers such as Johnny Ray and Sammy Davis Jr. Now that's quite a jump. Of writing the song, Samuel said, "I was sitting in a nice, easy chair one night, stoned on grass, because I love to smoke grass, when it popped into my head was that old Scottish tune, The Campbells Are Coming." Now, wait a minute, I think I know a Campbell. Anyway, he incorporated the VFO, that's the Variable Frequency Oscillator, to create the unique sound. An answer song came out that we will have to play on another show entitled "I'm Glad They Took You Away" by Josephine the 15th. But for now, here's Napoleon the 14th with "They're Coming to Take Me Away."
Remember when you ran away and I got on my knees and begged you not to leave because I go berserk? Well, you left me anyhow, and then the days got worse and worse, and now you see I've gone completely out of my mind. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha! You thought it was a joke, and so you laughed. You laughed when I had said that losing you would make me flip my lid. Right? You know you laughed. I heard you laugh. You laughed, you laughed, and laughed, and then you left. But now you know I'm utterly mad. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. They're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha. To the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds and basket weavers who sit and smile and twiddle their thumbs and toes, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha. I cooked your food, I cleaned your house, and this is how you pay me back for all my kind, unselfish, loving deeds. Ha? Well, you just wait, they'll find you yet, and when they do, they'll put you in the ASPCA, you mangy mutt. And they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, they're coming to take me away, ho-ho, hee-hee, ha-ha, to the funny farm where life is beautiful all the time, and I'll be happy to see those nice young men in their clean white coats, and they're coming to take me away, ha-ha, to the happy home with trees and flowers and chirping birds.
Barry Gross is a contemporary folk singer and songwriter. Even though he beat out the Osmonds at Denver's Battle of the New Sounds, he would turn out to be a one-hit wonder. In the 1970s, when 30- and 40-year-old baby boomers decided they needed to stop partying and start jogging, health food became the hottest craze. Larry wrote a song about all of us who would secretly eat junk food. Come on now, admit, you're one of those junk food addicts. His song, Junk Food Junkie, would rise to number 9 on the charts. He continues to write for Disney's children's recordings and hosts a radio program called Mountain Stage on NPR. Here is Larry Gross singing his Junk Food Junkie from 1976 on Warner Brothers.
You know I love that organic cooking. I always ask for more. And they call me Mr. Natural on down to the health food store. I only eat good sea salt. White sugar don't touch my lips. And my friends is always begging me to take them on macrobiotic trips. Yes, they are. All but night I take out my strong box that I keep under lock and key. And I take it off to my closet where nobody else can see. I open that door so slowly, take a peek up north and south. Then I pull out a Hostess Twinkie and I pop it in my mouth. Yeah, in the daytime I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. But at night I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me. Well, at lunchtime you can always find me at the Whole Earth Vitamin Bar, just sucking on my plain white yogurt from a hand-thrown pottery jar. And sipping a little hand-pressed cider with a carrot stick for dessert. And wiping my face in a natural way on the sleeve of my peasant shirt. Oh, yeah. Ah, but when that clock strikes midnight and I'm all by myself, I work at combination on my secret hideaway shelf. And I pull out some Fritos corn chips, Dr. Pepper, and an old moon pie. Then I sit back in glorious expectation of a genuine junk food high. Then I text my mom, Mr. Patrick. Time I'm Mr. Natural, just as healthy as I can be. Oh, but at night I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me. All right. My friends down at the commune, they think I'm pretty neat. Oh, I don't know nothing about arts and crafts, but I give them all something to eat. I'm a friend to old Yule Gibbons, and I only eat homegrown spice. I got a John Keats autographed Grecian urn filled up with my brown rice. Yes, I do. Oh, folks, but lately I have been spotted with a Big Mac on my breath. Stumbling into a Colonel Sanders with a face as white as death. I'm afraid someday they'll find me just stretched out on my bed, with a handful of Pringles potato chips and a ding-dong by my head. In the daytime, I'm Mr. Nazareth, just as healthy as I can be. But at night, I'm a junk food junkie. Good Lord, have pity on me.
Hi, I'm Chubby Check, and you need to have a good time wherever you go, and this is the place to have it.
Bob McFadden had a prolific career as a singer, impressionist, voiceover actor, among other things. He performed cartoon voices, was part of Vaughn Meter's first family album, and you might remember him as the voice of the parrot in the Whisk commercials, screeching, "Ring around the collar! Ring around the collar!" 1959, McFadden released an album entitled Songs Our Mummy Taught Us. Well, we're going to hear one of those cuts from that album, Mummy. By the way, Door in McFadden and Door is actually Rod McEwen. Yeah, Rod McEwen. Out lost, obviously, when he wandered into this studio. Of course, Door is Rod backwards. Never mind. Here's the Mummy.
I'm a mummy. I scare people. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I was born 1,959 years ago. My daddy was a mummy too. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I don't try to scare people. I really came back to life to buy a copy of Cookie Cookie, Lend Me Your Comb. But people run from me. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy. I wish there was somebody somewhere who wasn't afraid of me. Oh well. Watch what happens when I walk up to somebody. I'm a mummy.
That's cool.
I'm a mummy.
You mean you're a mother?
No, I'm a mummy.
I'm a beatnik.
People are afraid of me.
Yeah, I'm hip.
I was born 1,959 years ago.
Oh yeah? Like, that's a long gig.
Where can I buy a copy of Cookie Cookie, Lend Me Your Comb?
Ooh, man, I don't dig that jazz. You know, Brubeck, Shearing, Modern Jazz Quartet.
I'm a mummy.
Man, you gotta work through.
Aren't you afraid of me? Aren't you gonna scream?
Oh, yeah. Like help.
Thomas Chong, a pop rock guitarist and comedian, joined a Vancouver comedy troupe called City Lights. There he met fellow comedian Richard Marin. The two played off each other immediately. Record executive Lou Adler saw their act at a club and signed them. They would become the best-selling recorded comedy act of the 1970s. For this show, we've chosen their biggest single and only top 10 hit, Earache My Eye, featuring Alice Bowie, a parody of 70s rock music. The Alice Bowie in this title is a reference to Alice Cooper and David Bowie, popular artists at the time. Here are Cheech and Chong with Earache My Eye.
School.
I'm not going to school.
What do you mean you're not going to school?
Just what I said. I'm not going to school.
And why not?
Because I'm sick. That's why not.
Sick? You're sick, all right. What's wrong with you now, Prince Charming?
I got an earache.
Earache my eye. How would you like a buttache? Now get your little fanny out of that bed and clean up this room. It looks like a pigsty. You hear me? All right, that's enough. That's enough. You push me far enough, young man, you're getting punished. Now stand up.
No.
I said stand up.
I let go of my hair, man.
Now, young man, I have talked to you and talked to you and talked to you till I'm blue in the face and I'm done talking to you.
Good. Does that mean you're done spitting on me too?
Shut up. I'm not done talking to you. Now turn around and bend over.
What are you going to do, you pervert?
Pervert, why are you snotty? Oh, shut up. I haven't even touched it yet. Now I want you to know this is going to hurt you a lot more than it's going to hurt me.
Oh, wow. That didn't even hurt.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, wow. What are you trying to do, tickle me?
Tickle you? Yeah, I'll tickle you. Ow! Oh, hey, is that man. Tickle, huh? Come on, real tickle. Come on, laugh it up, funny boy.
No more.
All right, now you gonna do what I tell you?
Yeah.
You gonna talk
yeah.
back to me?
Yeah.
What?
I mean, no.
All right, now you get your clothes on and get your little butt ready for school right now. Do you understand?
Yeah.
All right.
Give a hand, Shanana.
Hi, this is Screamin' Scott. You're listening to the heart and soul of rock and roll with all the gang from BRC and Rockin' Ray, the DJ, too.
Henry Hayes and Kenneth Burns will get their start at the very young ages of 15 and 9 as regulars on country music radio in Knoxville. For 39 years, they wrote numerous parodies on then-current pop songs in addition to two instrumental albums and a popular ad campaign for Kellogg's cereal. Two of their recordings crossed over from country to pop, How Much Is That Hound Dog in the Window, and a parody of Johnny Horton's Battle of New Orleans, The Battle of Cucamonga. Ray, let's play the Battle of Cucamonga by the Thinking Man's Hillbillies, Homer and Jethro.
In 1959, we took a little hike with our scoutmaster down to Lake Onega Night. We took a little pizza and we took some sauerkrauts, and we marched along together till we heard the Girl Scouts.
We're the boys from Camp Cucamonga. Our mother sent us here for to study nature's ways. We learned to make sparks by rubbing sticks together. But if we catch the girls, then we'll set the woods ablaze.
And I was mad cause me mother sent me up here.
Well, we crept up to the water and we see the girls a-swimming. They must have been 100 of them, pretty young women. They looked so fine, even birds forgot to sing. We lay down in the poison oak and didn't say a thing.
We're the boys from Camp Cucamonga. Our mother sent us here for to study nature's ways. We learned to make sparks by rubbing sticks together. But if we catch the girls, then we'll set the woods ablaze.
Hey, but one of you fellas scratched my back.
Well, our counselor said we could take them by surprise if we didn't say a word till we looked them in the eyes. We kept her real still and we had our eyes aglued. We saw how they were dressed. They were swimming in the well now.
We're the boys from Camp Cucamonga. Our mother sent us here for to study nature's ways. We learned to make sparks by rubbing sticks together. But if we catch the girls, then we'll set the woods ablaze.
Well, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast even we couldn't catch them. From the lake and they can hike all the way to Buffalo.
Hey, fellas, wait for me.
Well, we ran right after them till everyone was pooped. So we rested for a minute and our forces we regrouped. And then we saw the girls behind some evergreens, captured by a company of United States Marines.
We're the boys from Camp Cucamonga. Our mother sent us here for to study nature's ways. We learned to make sparks by rubbing sticks together. But if we catch the girls, then we'll set the woods ablaze.
Why, them big guys get everything.
Well, they ran through the briars and they ran through the brambles and they ran through the bushes where a rabbit couldn't go. They ran so fast even we couldn't catch them. From Lake Onega Night all the way to Buffalo.
A rooty toot toot, a rooty toot toot. We are the boys from the Boy Scout troop. We don't smoke and we don't chew and we don't go where the girls that do.
Our next song is a favorite of BRC members Tom and David. It was written by Loudon Wainwright III in 1973. Loudon Wainwright has been compared to Randy Newman since both were known for their satire and dark humor. Wainwright would start acting in his only hit, Dead Skunk, would lead to his first acting job as Captain Spaulding on the television show MASH. When asked if the lyrics in this song referred to Richard Nixon or possibly man's destruction of nature, he replied in his aw shucks manner, it was just about a dead skunk lying there in the highway. Well, you can decide what you think as we listen to Loudon Wainwright singing Dead Skunk.
Crossing the highway late last night. He should've looked left and he should've looked right. He didn't see the station wagon car. The skunk got squashed and there you are. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead skunk in the middle of the road. Dead
Internet Radio. BRC.
Russian Bandstand by Spencer and Spencer. Novelty song performers Buchanan and Goodman wrote Flying Saucer in 1958. The two split up and Buchanan moved to Mexico and started the jewelry business. Goodman would continue in the recording industry, pairing up with Mickey Shore for two songs released under the name of Spencer and Spencer. The one we'll listen to was obviously a parody of American Bandstand with references to the Cold War going on at that time. Here's Spencer and Spencer perform Russian Bandstand from 1959.
Welcome to Russian Bandstand. This is your host, Nikita Clarkchev. In Russia, almost everybody watches Russian Bandstand. Now everybody watches Russian Bandstand. Next is number one song in Russia.
But we don't like that song.
You got to like that song. It's number one song.
But we don't like...
Who else doesn't like that song?
I don't like any other song.
Too late, comrade. Now, anybody else don't like?
We like that song.
All right, now a word from our sponsor. You better listen. Light up Stroganoff. New short-length cigarette. Each cigarette, two puffs. That's all you got time for. Work 22 hours a day, salt mine. Is only cigarette with microphone filter. So be careful, comrades. Secret police are listening. Is only cigarette I smoke. Right, comrade Mamarella Chef?
Right. Is only cigarette you can buy.
Next on the Russian Bandstand is country's number one singing star, Nikita Preslichev. What are you going to sing, Nikita?
Moscow, Dracula. Comrade. Come on in and have a toke.
No, that's the wrong song. Tomorrow we have new number one singing star. Tomorrow we have new number one song.
Hey, comrade, we are secret police. Tomorrow we have new host on the Russian Bandstand.
Randy Newman created the soundtracks for such movies as The Natural, A Bug's Life, and Toy Story. In addition, he wrote songs for Judy Collins, Peggy Lee, and Ella Fitzgerald. Three Dog Night had a hit with his Mama Told Me Not to Come. In 1977, he wrote and recorded Short People, which was promptly protested as insensitive to folks of shorter stature. However, if you listen to the lyrics, the song is actually criticizing those who discriminate against short people, as well as people who are short-tempered and small-minded. It would be Newman's only major hit, reaching the number two position. Randy Newman sings Short People.
You talking to me? You talking to me?
Short people got nobody.
How do you follow Dead Skunks, Russian Bandstand, and Short People? Why, you tiptoe through the tulips. Come on. This was done by Tiny Tim, but way back in 1968. Who can forget Tiptoe Through the Tulip by Tiny Tim? The ukulele playing falsetto singing 6-foot-1 man who was actually Herbert Cary. He took this very old song and put his unique novelty spin on it in 1968. Of course, everyone remembers Tiny Tim, who is known for his marriage to Miss Vicky on The Johnny Carson Show. That show alone attracted 40 million viewers. They would go on to have one daughter, Tulip Victoria. Their marriage lasted just about as long as his career. Here's Tiny Tim, claim to fame, Tiptoe Through the Tulips with me.
With me.
Of Jane the Americans. You're listening to the heart and soul of rock and roll with all the gang from
BRC.
BRC and Rock and Ray, the DJ2.
Good guys!
The magical sound of the magic town, BRC.
Although Rodney Dangerfield began writing his stand-up comedy routines at 15, success would be a long time coming. In the meantime, he worked as a singing waiter, an acrobatic diver, and aluminum siding salesman. At 43, he developed the Nothing Goes Right character and the familiar line, "I don't get no respect." In 1967, when another act canceled at the last minute, Rodney made his first appearance on The Ed Sullivan Show. Of course, from there he went on to make movies like Caddyshack and Easy Money, as well as a multitude of television appearances. His persona stuck with him the rest of his life and beyond, with, at his request, his tombstone reading, "There Goes the Neighborhood." Listen to this quirky recording of Rodney Dangerfield's Rapping Rodney.
I tell you, I'm all right now, but last week I was in rough shape. I don't get a break with nothing. I played hide and seek when I was 3.
No respect, no respect.
Why, they wouldn't even look for me.
No respect, no respect.
I was an ugly kid, I never had fun.
No respect, no respect.
They took me to a dog show and I won.
No respect, no respect.
When I was born, I brought no joy.
No respect, no respect.
My old man said he wanted a boy.
No respect, no respect.
I was an ugly kid, always alone.
No respect, no respect.
Halloween, I had a trick-or-treat over the phone.
No respect, no respect.
Friends don't call, my phone don't ring. I don't get a break with anything.
What's the matter, Rodney?
Death, where is my sting?
It's just Rapping Rodney. Ain't that your type? No, no. Rapping Rodney. Get out of sight. It's just Rapping Rodney. Make no mistake, poor old Rapping Rodney. Can't get a break.
I I'm getting old, it's hard to face.
No respect, no respect.
But during sex, I lose my place.
No respect, no respect.
Steak and sex, my favorite pair.
No respect, no respect.
I have them both the same way, very rare.
No respect, no respect.
I know I'm old, I could go any minute.
No respect, no respect.
I got a kidney-shaped pool with a stone in it.
No respect, no respect.
Dr. Vinnie Boombots, that's another one.
No respect, no respect.
I said I want to stop aging, he gave me a gun.
No respect, no respect.
I told him I got water on the knee. He gave me a sponge and raised his fee.
What's the matter, Rodney?
It ain't easy being me.
It's just Rapping Rodney. Ain't rapture tight, no, no. Rapping Rodney, get out of sight. It's just Rapping Rodney. Make no mistake, poor old Rapping Rodney can't get a break.
Now give me a break. Play something from the 40s. Now what kind of music is this? Now how about Stardust? Hey, what are you doing? That's not Stardust. Listen to this, will you? I mean, where are the flutes? What a band. Hey, don't quit your day jobs. Look at this. The drummer carries the melody. Hey, tell the bass player, I like his instrument. In the groove. Nothing goes right, I just can't fight it.
No respect, no respect.
Well, Eastern Airlines thank me for flying United.
No respect, no respect.
I got some money, what did I do?
No respect, no respect.
I bought some quicksand, the deal fell through.
No respect, no respect.
My car broke down, I called AAA.
No respect, no respect.
They left the car and towed me away.
No respect, no respect.
I can't take it no more, I'm getting too old.
No respect, no respect.
I called suicide prevention, they put me on hold.
No respect, no respect.
Winter, summer, spring and fall, I'm always up against a wall.
What's the matter, Rodney?
I don't get no respect at all.
It's just Rapping Rodney. Ain't rapture tight, no, no. Rapping Rodney, get out of sight. It's just Rapping Rodney. Make no mistake, poor old Rapping Rodney can't get a break.
It's getting worse, it's caving in. The heaviness, I can't take it no more. It's all over. Hey, where are my kids? Somebody help me. Hey, bartender. Hey, who's that guy with my daughter? Where's my wallet? How do I get out of here?
Released in 1975 and immediately labeled a flop, the Rocky Horror Picture Show, a musical comedy horror show, has become a cult classic. Audiences dress up in character and sing and dance along with the show. I can remember sitting there with my popcorn and water pistol, just enjoying the whole thing. Well, the soundtrack includes not only the musical parody of the dance song genre, but comes complete with a dance step instructions. From the Rocky Horror Picture Show, here's Time Warp.
It's astounding. Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll. But listen closely.
Not for very much longer.
I've got to keep control.
Avoid the
to jump to the left.
And then a step to the right.
With your hands on your hips.
You bring your knees in tight. Where is the velvet crust? It really does feel insane. Let's do the time warp again. Let's do the time warp again.
It's a dream. See free me so you can't see me. No, not at all. In another dimension with voyeuristic intention. Well secluded, I see all.
With a bit of a mind flip,
you're into the time slip.
And nothing can ever be the same.
You're spaced out on sensation.
Like you're under sedation.
To the left.
And with that one, we wrap up our rather warped edition of this particular program, as we featured novelty songs from all over the place and different time periods. We hope you enjoyed some of those and make your April Fool's Day a little more enjoyable, perhaps. In any case, we thank you for joining us for this one. As we move ahead, it's going to be next time up green songs, as we look at songs that have a green connotation or perhaps have just been in the refrigerator too long. Green songs coming up for us next. After that, it's going to be band songs, songs that were banned everywhere, at least by radio stations mostly, songs that you were told, do not play that song. And of course, we will. Then it's going to be post office songs, as we look at songs that refer to the post office. A lot of songs have done that, and I think you're going to find some that you're very familiar with as we do post office songs. Down the road, it's going to be death songs. Songs about something that probably going to happen sooner or later anyway, so we're going to feature a program on them. That's going to be death songs coming up. As we get into the summer, it's going to be beach music, as we always do. We'll feature some great beach songs that John has put together for us. One of our favorites, because that's what we always used to dance to down at the beach, beach songs. We'll have a special 4th of July music show for you as well. That's coming up in addition. That's going to wrap up this particular edition of the Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll. Rock and Ray, thanking you for joining us. Tell a friend. We'd love to spread the word from BRC. And, of course, all of our programs, all of our shows are available on the website, and you can listen to those at any time. For now, that's going to do it. We're going to have Bobby come in and take us home with the Heart and Soul Boogie. Go, Bobby. From the Birmingham Record Collectors Club and originating from Birmingham, Alabama, this has been the Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll, a historical educational project presented to preserve this important era of uniquely American music. Please email your request to me at ray@rockingray.com. Comments and suggestions are also welcome. Make your plans now to join us for our VRC record and CD show at the Gardendale Civic Center in Gardendale, Alabama. While on our website, explore other features, projects, and informative articles. Thanks to our theme music goes to Birmingham's own Bobby Mizell for the Heart and Soul Boogie. Keep on rocking, Bobby.